Right-wing Watch temporarily blacklisted from YouTube for hosting right-wing content. By Alim Bokhari on June 28, 2021. Right-wing Watch, a project dedicated to smearing conservatives and getting them blacklisted from social media, has been blacklisted by YouTube. The Google-owned platform reinstated Right-wing Watch following backlash from leftists and their allies in the establishment media. The blog is known for its hit pieces against conservative journalists and activists, attempting to smear them as far-right, fascist, white nationalist, or racist. It is also known for pressuring companies like YouTube to deplatform its ideological opponents, and has been credited by left-wing media with getting Alex Jones and InfoWars removed from a number of social media platforms. Right-wing Watch also runs cover for the violent Antifa movement, which has been denounced by U.S. government officials as a domestic terrorist ideology. Officials in both the Trump administration and the Obama administration classified Antifa activity as domestic terrorism, as did FBI Director Christopher Wray. A Harvard-Harris poll conducted earlier this year found that 71% of registered voters agree that Antifa is a domestic terrorist group. On Twitter, Right-Wing Watch complained that thousands of its videos had been removed by the Google-owned platform, alleging it was being punished for its efforts to expose the bigoted view and dangerous conspiracy theories spread by right-wing activists. "We attempted to appeal this decision, and YouTube rejected it." The account posted screenshots of emails from YouTube informing the far-left organization that its account had been removed. After Right-Wing Watch was blacklisted, an immediate backlash from leftists on social media and pundits in the corporate media caused Google to reinstate the account. Right-Wing Watch is funded by People for the American Way, a left-wing nonprofit whose past presidents have included Tony Podesta and whose board members include Hollywood actors Alec Baldwin and Seth MacFarlane. People for the American Way has received funding from George Soros' Open Society Foundations. In 2018, the far-left online journal Salon praised Right-Wing Watch editor-in-chief Jared Holt for getting Alex Jones kicked off the internet. Update: this article has been updated to reflect the fact that Google reinstated the YouTube account after left-wing pressure. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted: Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.